Hi, my name is Sanjin, and I'll be your host for ColecCast 32. I'm sure you heard the story of the pilgrims, but not only will we tell you about that, but we will tell you the story of Henry Hudson, the man who wanted to find the Northwest Passage. Jacob will be talking about the Jamestown settlers. The lost colony of Roanoke will be explained by Celine. Danielle will tell the story of the pilgrims. And for the conclusion, Trevor and Caesar will tell some pilgrim jokes. Let's start things off with Wesley and Henry Hudson.
Thanks, Injun. Do you know what happened to Henry Hudson?
Hi,
my name is Wesley, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. The Dutch East India Company hired Henry to search for the Northwest Passage. The Northwest Passage was a rumored waterway that connected the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. So he went to Chesapeake Bay, thought he found it, but didn't. Then he went to Delaware Bay, thought he found it, but didn't. Then he went to the Hudson River, really thought he found it, but didn't. So he went up the Hudson River 150 miles for nothing. His crew dropped him, his son, and some of the crew members off in the middle of nowhere. Hudson was never seen again. It turned out the Northwest Passage never existed. Now here is Celine telling you a little bit about Roanoke.
Thank you, Wesley. Hi, my name is Celine, and I'm going to tell you about Roanoke. Queen Elizabeth I granted Sir Walter Raleigh a charter. A charter is a document that allowed colonists to start a colony. Explorers from England told Raleigh about Roanoke Island. That is located off the Atlantic coast of North America. In 1585, almost 100 men, mostly former soldiers, came but returned to England a year later. Raleigh chose John White to be the governor of a second colony. Now this time, men, women, and children came to form the land and make a permanent colony. John White left for England in 1587 to gather needed food and supplies. There was a war between England and Spain, so the war kept White from returning to Roanoke until 1590. When he got to Roanoke, he found no colonist. He found one clue on a tree, and it said Croatoan. Croatoan was the name of an island south of Roanoke and a nearby native tribe. White was forced to go back to England and never found them. So it was called the Lost Colony of Roanoke. I hope you like this segment. Now to you, Jacob.
Thanks, Celine. Hi, I'm Jacob. Do you know about the colony of Jamestown? If not, you might want to keep listening. Powhatan was the leader of the Native Americans near Chesapeake Bay. King James I, the current leader of England, granted a charter to start the colony of Jamestown. He only brought 100 men and boys, but half of the settlers died from mosquitoes carrying disease and salty water. John Smith, the governor of Jamestown, forced the gentlemen to work. Gentlemen are men who aren't used to physical labor. Then John Smith got injured in a gunpowder explosion. So he had to go back to England. And the colony began to struggle again. Finally, women saved the colony by doing all the work the men wouldn't do. John Rolfe brought a lot of tobacco to Jamestown as a cash crop. A cash crop is a crop made for money. Many, including Africans, came to Jamestown as indentured servants. Indentured servants are people willing to work for someone for 5 to 7 years. Colonists took Native Americans land to grow more tobacco. That's the colony of Jamestown. Thanks for listening. Now here's Danielle. Bye.
Thanks, Jacob. Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Pilgrims. First, Europe was divided over religion, and then King Henry VIII broke away from the Roman Catholic Church and started a Church of England, and they were called Protestants. Then King James I prohibited worshiping outside the Church of England. People wanted religious freedom. People called separatists were holding secret prayer meetings. The Pilgrims went to the Netherlands, but they didn't know the language or the culture. London's businessmen paid for the Pilgrims' trip to Virginia on the Mayflower. Captain Miles Standish was hired to protect the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims landed in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, even though they wanted to land in Virginia. The Pilgrim named their colony Plymouth, and Samoset, a Native American, came and greeted them. The first governor was John Carver, but he passed away. The second one was William Bradford. The Pilgrims wrote the Mayflower Compact. The Mayflower Compact was an agreement that the Indians and the Pilgrims would not fight with each other and help each other in time of need. Only white men signed it. One half of the Pilgrims died during the first winter. Squanto helped those remain to hunt and grow food. The Pilgrims and Native Americans feasted together on the first Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Danielle. Hi, my name is Trevor.
And I'm Caesar.
We got a few Pilgrim and Turkey jokes. Here's my first one. Why did the Pilgrim eat a candle? He wanted a light snack. Here's my second one. Why did they let the turkey join the band? He had drumsticks. Here's my final one. Why did the turkey cross the road? The chicken had its day off.
All right, I got a few jokes for you too. What's a pilgrim's mother called? Pilgranny. Here's my second one. What did the turkey say before it was roasted? Boy, I'm stuffed. I hope you enjoyed our jokes. Now back to you, Sinjin.
How did you like our ColiCast? Good. I'm glad you liked it. Make sure to check out ColiCast 33, all about grammar. See you soon.